This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number three, the Tuesday edition of the show. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free numbers, 1-800-259-9231. You get to bring up whatever you want. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. So I promised some good news. And there is a little bit of good news. Just a little bit. Coming out of Hollywood. Now, actually, we had talked with Steve Cubby about a month back on the program about how things have changed out in California. As you know, in 1996, they passed Proposition 215 or 216, one or the other, that essentially legalized marijuana for medicinal purposes in California. It created a situation where there's medical marijuana dispensaries. You have to have a doctor's prescription to get a hold of the marijuana. But it was a major change for America. It was the first state to do such a thing. And it took a long time for it to actually sort of take effect. The sheriffs, the cops in the area didn't really want to let go of this. I mean, the drug war is quite a cash cow, and
sure,
busting marijuana users is a lot of money for the state. So they were very reluctant to let go of their power. But as Steve Covey reported, over the last 10 years, it's been 10 years now, there's the whole situation in California has changed. The dispensaries are not raided as often by the DEA. Really, the only trouble is coming from the federal government. The local boys, the state cops, apparently are pretty much out of the game at this point. The only trouble they're having is from the DEA. So things have gotten a lot better for medical marijuana users in California. And that's good news. Now things have gotten a little bit better for just regular old marijuana smokers, the recreational ones. This story from West Hollywood, the AP reporting, city leaders adopted a resolution Monday night calling on sheriff's deputies not to target certain adult marijuana users. Now, that word certain perturbs me a little bit. We'll explore that in a moment. The city council backed the non-binding resolution 4-0, said spokeswoman Tamara White. Los Angeles County Sheriff Lee Baca had no immediate comment because he hadn't reviewed the motion. And then the resolution apparently directs the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department, which contracts with the city, to not, quote, target adult marijuana users who consume this drug in private and pose no danger to the community.
Hmm.
I'll explore that a little bit more in a moment. Minors and drug dealers would still be subject to arrest, and smoking in public would still be prohibited, the resolution says.
Well, now, to draw a parallel, drinking in public is essentially prohibited, too.
It is.
In most places. Now, the beach, you can have beer at the beach or at the park or something like that.
But walking down the street with a beer in your hand, not allowed.
No, you can't just, you know, wander down the street with a bottle of Jack.
Which I personally find silly and objectionable.
I think it's silly, too, and I think that if somebody was staggering down the street with a bottle of Jack, people would draw a lot of conclusions about that person,
yeah,
and they would deal with a certain amount of ostracism,
sure,
and bad thoughts about them.
Well, the resolution is not legally enforceable, but sends the message that law enforcement officers should leave the pot smokers alone and go after more serious crimes, said the councilman who actually sponsored the resolution. So good. I mean, applause to them for actually putting this out there and essentially asking the sheriff's department to not do anything about pot smokers. However, I'm a little concerned with the language here. It's asking the sheriff's department to not target adult marijuana users who consume the drug in private and pose no danger to the community. It's that last portion that kind of bugs me. Pose no danger to the community. That's sort of like the open... it's non-binding, period, so it really doesn't matter. I guess the language isn't really that important. But I kind of get the feeling that, you know, this is going to exonerate the upper echelon pot smokers. I mean, we're the wealthy folk. We obviously pose no danger. But that man over there in his beat-up Camaro with the long mullet, clearly he is a danger. Look, he hasn't taken a bath. You know, that's kind of the attitude that I get here. This is Hollywood, of course. So I think the sheriff could easily say, you know, okay, well, we won't arrest anybody that doesn't pose a danger, and then continue to arrest all of the low-end people because they're just not going to fight it.
Well, he could continue to arrest the high-end people because he doesn't have to follow this.
It's unenforceable.
Anyway.
Sure.
But I don't know. It's a good thing.
It's 4-0. It was 4-0 decision by a city council telling the police to mind their own business. I think that's great. And that is the good news. Now, on the other side of the drug war coin, The USA Today is reporting, and they're reporting this as though it's good news, but I think it's questionable at best. The AP, actually USA Today, police seizures of illegal meth labs have dropped more than 30% last year, said the Bush administration on Monday. As more states and drugstore chains begin limiting access to ingredients used to make the highly addictive drug. This is it, Mark. It's been a success.
We've stopped the meth production.
Also Monday, the nation's largest drug testing company said the number of job applicants and workers who tested positive for meth plunged 31% over the first 5 months of this year. Now, that statistic's a little more interesting because it's not coming directly from the federal government. And they have actually a breakdown here of all of the states and how many meth labs were shut down in 2004 versus how many meth labs were shut down in 2005 and the percentage change. And most of them, most of the states are down. There are a few states that are up.
Well, you know, I don't doubt that the government, federal, state, local, whomever, can put a damper on how many people do drugs. I don't think you can stop it, but, you know, if they make the penalties bigger and bigger, the question is, at what point is it okay with you that your freedoms are being taken away at the same time?
Your freedom to buy cold medicine.
Whatever freedom it is, in this case, it's the freedom to buy cold medicine. It's also, there's Fourth Amendment issues that are large on when it comes to the drug war in general. I mean, if I have a cold, I want to be able to take pseudoephedrine, and I don't want it to be a big deal.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have to beg the pharmacist during business hours to get it.
Nor should you have to show identification either.
Right. I mean, any of these things.
And possibly come under suspicion for buying too much.
And if you think that those things are okay, what is it that would stop? Like, where does it stop for you? Do you have to? Would it be okay if then they required a prescription for it? Because is it that's dangerous stuff? It just goes on and on. Where does it stop? I don't doubt they can stop it. I mean, they could make the death penalty for marijuana. Is that a good idea? I don't think so.
Okay, I want to analyze this a little bit more. Because the claim here is that the busts of the meth labs has dropped by 30%. Okay, it might actually be true that there are less meth labs in America. That might be true. I say might because I really question how many people are running a meth lab based on store-bought chemicals, store-bought pseudoephedrine, which they have to extract from the pills, and there's a big process involved here. As opposed to just going through, going and getting Ma Huang and creating your own, essentially pseudoephedrine. Anyway, that's not neither here nor there. The fact is, the numbers are saying they're busting less meth labs, but that doesn't mean there's less meth, because the addicts still want to get meth. And if indeed the Americans that were producing it before are scared off by these new laws, it just means that it's transferred the meth production down to Mexico. The cartels down there are now picking up the slack for the guys that were doing the meth production in the United States. So the meth is still coming in.
Sure.
It's still being produced. And the serious meth distributors, I mean, these labs that they're not busting must be just somebody experimenting in their back shed. I mean, these can't be really accounting for serious quantity of drugs. Because if you're doing meth production on a serious quantity supplier style level, you are not buying Sudafed as one of your products. You just aren't doing business that way.
Yeah, makes sense.
So the serious producers have not been touched by this. Therefore, this whole point about 30% drop in meth lab busts, irrelevant. Now, the point about Quest Diagnostics, which is a drug testing place, they're reporting that meth usage, according to their data, has fallen 31% since 2005. That's interesting. We're going to explore that a little bit more. 800-259-9231. Maybe Americans really are using meth less, which would be a good thing. More is on the way. But do we need the government to tell us not to? Do we need the government to pass laws here? This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and the genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the wiki. About 700 unique pages have been created there by the listeners. You could be one of them. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. You can edit virtually anything that you see there, so if something's incorrect, you can change it. Also, you can add to the wiki as well. It's totally an open format. wiki.freetalklive.com. You'll find info about the show, the guests we've had on, the issues we talk about, and more. wiki.freetalklive.com. Like everything else at freetalklive.com, it's totally free. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Porkfest 2006. Get first-hand information about the Free State Project and meet early movers at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, starting June 23rd. For details, visit porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. We're talking about this story from the USA Today AP article about how apparently meth lab seizures are down by 30%. That's according to the government statistics, and I have no reason to disbelieve those claims. Maybe they're just not looking for them as hard anymore, though. Maybe that's a factor. Well, or maybe most of the production has gone down to Mexico.
Or the production has consolidated because they've made it difficult for Cletus and Bubba to make meth in their bathtub.
For a little personal meth or
right.
for their friends.
So, yeah. I mean, if the quantity of busts has gone down, whereas there's more people, I don't know.
The size of the busts have gone up, who knows?
Who knows? Even if the sizes have gone up, maybe they are successfully running the little guys out of business.
Plus,
does that really solve anything?
Well, plus,
now we have organized crime rather than two guys, you know, blowing up a trailer.
Well, organized crime was there anyway. It's just maybe they're more powerful now. Well,
yeah, now they have more money. Do you want organized crime? Do you want to give organized crime a bunch more money, Ian? Do you think that's a good idea?
No.
Do you want to give them more weapons?
No.
Do you want them to pay more henchmen?
No.
Okay, that's what we're doing.
Right.
Okay.
All right. And also, Quest Diagnostics, one of the nation's drug testing centers, has also reported a drop in workplace meth use. Now, they don't actually mention how many of these people how many people actually did test positive for the meth use. The article does mention that less than 1% of the nation's population is estimated to use meth. And maybe this is a coincidence. Maybe people are using less meth. I don't know really how to interpret these numbers, except that they're awfully coincidental that they coincide with the government's numbers, which also are around the 30% region. Does this make it okay to have a war on drugs? Does this vindicate the war on drugs? Does this make prohibition all right? What do you think? 1-800-259-9231. We go to the phones to Christina in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi, gentlemen. This is Christina.
Hi, Christina. What's on your mind?
Hi. I was just listening to you talking about illegal drugs.
Yes.
And I don't think that the government really wants people off of drugs. I think they want them on the drugs that they want them on.
What do you mean?
The drugs that they want them on really are corporate drugs, particularly the pharmaceutically manufactured SSRIs, which act on serotonin, because serotonin is the chemical that's implicated in aggression.
Mm-hmm.
And if you boost serotonin in people's systems, they become less aggressive and more docile.
Okay.
And docile people are very useful to the government. Wouldn't you say?
Sure. Follow orders very well.
Right.
Well, I think that one can make the argument for marijuana just as easily.
What do you mean?
That the government would want you to smoke pot because you're lackadaisical, you're less likely.
No, but the problem with marijuana is that it gives it opens up channels in the brain, and it was used in spiritual ceremonies with the Native Americans. So it performs a function that's not as helpful to government goals. It gives insight.
Okay. It's an interesting suggestion. Christina, anything else on your mind?
Yeah. I have relatives who live in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And in Hawaii, yes, you know, Hawaii used to be very well known for, you know, marijuana, Maui, Wowie, and all sorts of things.
Yeah, I think they're still pretty well known for it, but yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the drug that they're having problems with there is ice. Which,
ice?
As you might know, is a synthetic version of crack cocaine.
I've heard of it.
Crack?
I've heard of it, but I don't know anything about it.
How do you? What is?
I thought ice was crank. Actually, is what I thought.
Crank meaning crack. Speed.
Yeah. No, I think it's a synthetic version of crack cocaine.
Okay. Now we're gonna have to look it up.
Whatever it is, it's highly addictive, and it's interesting that Hawaii would lend itself to marijuana use, but now there's a ton of ice there. That's the big problem in all the schools.
I'm being told that ice is actually meth.
That's what I thought.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So ice or meth is certainly a problem, but the war on drugs is most definitely not the solution. Would you agree with that?
No, it's not the solution, and the war on drugs is not what it's said to be. It's just a war on rearranging drug use so that it's more favorable with the government goals.
Christina, thank you for the call. And also, are you on our shrine?
Shrine?
Ooh, you're not on the shrine. The Shrine of Female Listeners, Christina. Have you heard about it before?
No.
Clearly not.
Okay, well, what I want you to do is when you get a chance, go to freetalklive.com and look for the Shrine of Female Listeners there, and you'll see that it's pretty tasteful. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors have sent us their photo. It's validated, which means they prove in the picture they're listening to the show, and then we put them up on our website. So it's kind of like a, well, a shrine to our female listeners.
Well, that would be my first shrine experience. Thank you.
So we definitely want you to go and visit at freetalklive.com.
I just wanted to make it clear that ICE, according to Arrowwood.com, ICE is, in fact, methamphetamine.
There you go. Christina, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. So the statistics showing that ICE use is down. The government, the drug czar, they're all celebrating. Hey, the drug war is working. This is great. Let's pass some more laws. Now, this article doesn't actually suggest any of the new laws that they might actually have in mind here, but they're going to act as though that this is a big success for them, and if one law worked, they're going to think, well, let's pass some more. Let's pass some more restrictions here. Let's keep more stuff out of the hands of these potential drug criminals. And as we pointed out before, it doesn't matter. Maybe it's true. Maybe it's true that these numbers are accurate. Maybe we can believe the numbers that the government and Quest Diagnostics are giving us and that meth use really is down. Okay, that doesn't justify the war on drugs at all. It doesn't justify arresting your friends and family members, because that's what's going on. The victims of the war on drugs are the people that are arrested in the war on drugs, the people that are forced into treatment, the people that are forced to be locked in jails and prisons, and the other victims are the rest of us, because we're paying for it. We're paying for it to the tune of billions and billions of dollars. Now, it may be a sad thing when your next-door neighbor or your uncle or somebody like that gets hooked on drugs. I saw my crackhead uncle today, as a matter of fact. It may be a sad story, but it's a true tragedy when we all become victims as a result of the government's war on it.
Well, and the victimization you haven't mentioned is the danger that we're all put in every day by people that might do something really crazy for drugs that are so expensive. Drugs are only expensive because they're on the black market, and you can go to prison for a really, really, really long time for having them. So it drives up the cost. You don't see anybody out robbing people at gunpoint for alcohol.
No.
I mean, alcohol's, no one could claim that alcohol's not addictive. I mean, I suppose somebody could. I believe alcohol to be addictive, and certainly it's mind-altering. Nobody's out robbing anyone for it.
Nope, and it hopefully will not be made illegal anytime soon. I don't think America would let the government get away with that one again. And why it is we continue to allow them to get away with this war on drugs is beyond me. What do you think? 800-259-9231. Is this good news? Should we continue the crackdown on meth? Should we pass more laws? Or should we end the drug war entirely? This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Coming up, Mark, somebody has answered the question, where government works?
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and you can experience the archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, we've got them right there on the front page of the website. In fact, an entire year's worth right there, freetalklive.com. Go grab them up. We ask for, well, nothing in return. Unless you want to voluntarily help us, in which case that'd be the AMP program. We'll tell you about that more on the way. So, Mark. We asked the question, I don't know, maybe a week or so ago on the
air.
And
we've asked it many times.
We have asked it many times. And the question is, does government actually do something correctly? Is there anything that government is actually good at?
Well, we have gotten an email on it. And
does government work?
Right, that's the question. Where does government work? Please tell me one place that government works.
Because I personally believe that it just doesn't. It can, yes, okay, it can get roads built if they throw enough money at it, but even then, it's usually not a government construction crew that's doing the job. It's usually some private construction crew.
Right, I've been watching a team of 25 men. I think they're changing out manhole covers at the end of my street. They've been doing it for 3 days. They work for the county. Think about county trucks and everything. I can't imagine what they're doing down there.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just silly.
So, what is the answer here? You got an email.
Yes, from Wrecker. Well, he said, you've asked many times on the show to show what instance the government has ever done anything effectively or efficiently. And he has an answer to that, and that answer I kind of agree with. I've got to say that he has pointed out some place where government has been pretty good.
Okay.
Maybe
I'll be converted back to a libertarian.
Certainly not perfect.
From a libertarian free marketeer. Okay.
And it's actually an instance of socialism, not even just, I mean, obviously government is socialism, but
yeah.
Not even just regular authoritarianism, but here it is.
Share it with me, please.
It's libraries. He
okay.
says, not only that, but prior to the internet, libraries were the cheapest way to get information, and even with the internet, libraries are still quite useful and relatively well-run and inexpensive. They are also
probably
the closest thing to working socialist system that exists. Every man knows that there's caveats to every rule. That being said, I don't think that there's any reason to hail the government as efficient, but it is an instance and you asked for it. And I the libraries are pretty good. Now, at the same time, you've got to say that libraries also, because they're government, they have to let people in. For instance, I don't like to go to libraries because I don't want to sit next to a urine-smelling sex offender. But, people like that. no, really. The libraries have their problems being government-run institutions. I think that he's right. They do generally do pretty good with the budget.
I don't know. I mean, I've never seen the budget for libraries. I could imagine that a private group might be able to do a little bit better.
But there isn't a private group wouldn't be motivated to inform the unwashed masses, and you can find lots of unwashed people at libraries.
Okay.
In the same way, I mean, if you think about Books A Million or one of those really big bookstores,
yeah,
that standalone big box bookstores, those are kind of like the free market version of a library. And they've certainly sprang up.
You don't get to borrow the books and return them. That's the hallmark of a library.
Well, the hallmark of a library is that it has a lot of books. One of the hallmarks of a library is that it has a lot of books from you.
Depends on the size of the town you're in.
Well, it does, but you know,
if you don't live in a city, your library probably doesn't have a lot of books.
It has more than a local bookstore does generally. What I'm thinking of is prior to 10 years ago, when you thought of a bookstore, you generally thought of a smaller place. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a place that had stacks and stacks and dusty tomes everywhere that you could buy.
Yeah.
What you had was, you know, the most popular books out there, and mm-hmm, if you wanted to, you would likely go to a library to look for a lesser known book. Whereas now, these places just stock books after books, and there's all kinds of things for you to find. All in all, I'd say libraries have done, they've done pretty good. They certainly get information into the hands of people that wouldn't otherwise be able to get it. In my town, the library spent $50,000 on an aquarium, which I'm not and really doesn't have any books in it comparatively to Books A Million or something like that.
Yeah.
The library has fewer books than Books A Million, but it does have a $50,000 aquarium. Now, that shouldn't go and...
It's a little excessive.
It absolutely is excessive, and I had to pay for it whether I wanted that aquarium,
right,
or not. All the problems with government that one generally points out, but I don't think that you can point out specific inefficiencies in library funding. I've worked at libraries. I understand...
Oh, really?
Yes. I understand that they have... they're very limited on funding. They do get funds that...
Yeah.
That they spend, and they spend them all the same way everybody else does, so that they can get a little more next year.
Okay, maybe that's one of the less offensive government programs. However, as you pointed out, we're still being forced to pay for it, which is offensive and wrong. And I don't think that there's any reason why that couldn't be done in a marketplace scenario. If indeed people want to access books, if indeed they think that it's important that people with low incomes be able to access books, then they will donate. I know libraries currently get grants. Libraries currently get money from foundations and that sort of thing, supplemental money.
And people give books all the time to libraries.
Sure. So there's no reason why this couldn't be done on a market basis. It'd be more affordably done if indeed there was a demand for it. I don't really know if there really is a demand for it. I think that people just sort of go there because it's there.
I think that people go, and there's certainly a demand. There's a demand for the supply side. They want to be given the free books, the use of the internet,
right,
that kind of thing. But from the other side, is there much of a demand? I know that I want to give my books away to people. I want people to read,
right,
the books after I'm done.
Hey, you know
but
what?
I don't want to pay for a librarian or staff of librarians to put those things in order so that other people can mull through them.
Something that I don't know much about, Mark. There's a store in Sarasota, where we're doing this show from, and it's a Goodwill bookstore.
Uh-huh.
Now, I've never been inside this place. I don't know how it works.
It's run basically the same as a used bookstore. They give you a pittance for the books that you bring in, like 10 cents a piece or some ridiculously small amount, and then they sell them for half the cover price, which is usually $3 or sometimes it's less. Sometimes they have books.
I presume they'll also take
mostly between $4 and 50 cents.
I presume they'll also take the books that people just give them. For instance, Goodwill collects stuff from people. When I would have a garage sale, I'd sell off what I could, and then all the rest of the crap I couldn't sell, I'd take to Goodwill and give to them because they can put it to good use. And, of course, Goodwill is known for, in case you're not aware of who they are, it's an organization that is known for taking in a bunch of stuff, contributions from people, donations, using the sales, they turn around and sell that stuff at their stores, and they use that money to help downtrodden people, less fortunate people, get job training, get out there and get into the workforce. It's really quite an organization.
And if the government library was eliminated,
right,
and we weren't forced to pay for it, where would books go? A lot of people donate a lot of books to libraries, and I'll bet you that they're a little snotty about it. I bet you they throw a lot of books away.
Sure.
What would happen to those books if there was no library, people would want to donate them. Some places they would go absolutely go to places like Goodwill.
Give me your market, give me your vision for how a marketplace, a free market without government, without a government library, how would the marketplace handle getting books into the hands of people that may not be able to afford to read them?
And to be able to give urine-colored pedophiles places to go leer at children.
Now, not all pedophiles pee on themselves, but nonetheless. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You could take control of the airwaves. Coming up, speaking of pedophiles, MySpace.com being sued for $30 million. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. It, you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. You can bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there. Over 110,000 posts. Issues of all sorts. Fun stuff, you'll find it all, bbs.freetalklive.com, and it's free. There's about 1,200 people interacting there as well. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Well, Mark, you mentioned pedophiles a moment ago. You mentioned perverts. And perverts have resulted in a lawsuit against MySpace to the tune of $30 million.
Now, does MySpace molest kids?
No, MySpace doesn't. But there are individuals on MySpace that have, certain interest in that sort of thing.
Wait a minute. Does the cable company supply cable to somebody who might have molested somebody?
Yeah.
Okay, then why the hell is MySpace responsible for what one of their clients does?
I suppose they just didn't think to sue the cable companies
you
either
know,
in this case.
It's fine that you bring that somebody brought up the court case against MySpace. They should be able to be free to bring up the court case. They should just have to pay every dollar of MySpace's court bills over this when they lose, and they should lose. And when they lose, somebody should hit them in the finger with a hammer.
Well, now, hold on a second. Let's talk about this MySpace thing. It's a phenomenon. It's one of the most popular websites on the Internet. I think it's in the top five. I mean, it's really popular. There's over 50 million accounts, user accounts on there. It's more of a young person's thing. I'd say Gen Y, Gen X, people of a young persuasion are on this. And because young people are attracted to it, obviously it attracts a, you know, to an extent, an unsavory element. People that might be a little bit too old to be cavorting and fraternizing with teenagers. And so there's been story after story over the years, over the last couple of years, about how some young girl or boy will have gone off and met somebody they met on MySpace, and you know, MySpace gets a bunch of press, bad press, but it results in more signups for
right,
them.
Right, because it's not slowing down.
Bad press is press anyway. Well, now there's a big lawsuit. This from the Statesman.com. A 14-year-old Travis County girl who said she was sexually assaulted by a Buddha man that she met on MySpace.com sued the popular social
network.
What's
a Buddha man in?
Buddha being the place he's from. Buddha, B-U-D-A.
Okay.
sued the popular social networking site for $30 million, claiming that it fails to protect minors from adult sexual predators.
Wait a minute. Why are they responsible for protecting minors from adult sexual predators?
The lawsuit claims that the website does not require users to verify their age and calls the security measures aimed at preventing strangers from contacting users younger than 16 utterly ineffective. Now, I'm not sure how they expect the website to require users to verify their age. They ask you to put in, as I recall, they ask you to put in your birth date. What else are you supposed to do? Send them a copy of your birth certificate to get on their website?
And they only allow the public viewing of a profile if you're 16 and over.
MySpace is more concerned about making money than protecting children online, says the lawyer in the case.
Well, my God, do you think that Time Warner, the cable company, is more interested in making line or protecting children online?
Himanshu Nigam, the chief security officer for MySpace, said in a written statement, quote, "We take aggressive measures to protect our members. We encourage everyone on the Internet to engage in smart web practices and have open family dialogue about how to apply offline lessons in the online world." Founded in 2003. And what more can they do beyond give advice? Beyond give simple suggestions as to, hey, don't go meet this guy in a dark alley.
Right.
No? Founded in 2003, MySpace has more than 80 million registered users. I thought it was only 50. And is the world's third most viewed website. He said the lawsuit is the first of its kind in the nation against MySpace. The man apparently contacted the 14-year-old girl through her MySpace website in April, telling her that he was a high school senior who played on the football team, according to the lawsuit. In May, after a series of emails and phone calls, he picked her up at school, took her out to eat and then to a movie, then drove her to an apartment complex parking lot where he sexually assaulted her, according to police.
Really sorry to hear it.
He was arrested on May 19th. The lawsuit includes news reports of other assault cases in which girls were contacted through MySpace. MySpace says
by the way, girls, if some guy tells you that he's on the football team or the captain of the football team or whatever, he's got a picture. If he really is, he's got a picture of himself in a football uniform or more than one. Why don't you get that?
Well, he may have gotten a picture of a guy in a football uniform.
Well, then if he doesn't look like the guy in the picture...
when you meet him?
You should get picture after picture after picture of these people, you know?
Well, plus, and just, I mean, regardless of your...
And if he plays football, he has his football picture on his MySpace right now.
And it doesn't matter if you're a teenager or an adult.
Yeah.
When you're meeting somebody on the Internet, it doesn't matter how old you are. When you're meeting a stranger... And it doesn't matter how many conversations you've had, they're still a stranger to an extent. When you're meeting this person, meet them in a public place. Meet them in a food court at a mall.
Yeah.
Where you, if you feel wrong about this, where you can sit down and talk first.
Sure.
If you feel wrong, you can get up and
enjoy
walk away.
Coffee.
You can get up and walk away.
Absolutely. And let's not forget that the meeting strangers online statistical likelihood of them hurting you or damaging you in any way is a significantly less likely. Like meeting someone online even if you're a teenager, significantly less likely that they're going to hurt you than somebody that you know. Somebody that you know. Yeah, well, absolutely.
I've not heard those statistics. That's
interesting. Come on. How many, family members kill family members?
Oh, somebody that you know. I'm sorry. I missed that. You mean as opposed to somebody that you know in your family or friends versus a stranger you maybe been set up with on a blind date or something?
Well, or even one that you met on MySpace.
Okay.
Well, the most statistical likely person to kill you or harm you is the person they're effing. Okay?
Okay, true.
And beyond that, it goes down, trickles down from there.
Or your stepdad.
Well, no. Stepdads are certainly far worse up the ladder than dads and even moms.
There's more on this. 800-259-9231. $30 million lawsuit against MySpace. Will it be thrown out? We'll find out. Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest-growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Only moments remain. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our site is totally free. As I mentioned before, though, if you want to voluntarily support us, you should become an amplifier. Over 240 of our listeners have become Free Talk Live amplifiers for as little as $3 a month. We give you everything for free. In return, $3 a month, not too shabby of a deal. Just kind of accessing everything for free. But there's more to it. The $3 doesn't just go into our pocket. It actually comes in and goes right back out into advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live.
Every penny of it.
Yeah, we get more listeners, we get more radio stations on board as a result of it. That's the point of the AMP program. So you can go and learn more about it. You can see the exact ways that we're spending the money, amp.freetalklive.com. You can contribute. You can find out about the perks that you'll get as an amplifier, access to the amplifier-only classic archives. There's also the amplifier-only phone lines, the forum, and more. So get the details at amp.freetalklive.com. So MySpace, facing a $30 million lawsuit because some little girl went and met up with a guy who claimed to be a football star. She gave him his cell phone, her cell phone number.
What is a football star? Just a football player in high school.
A football player in high school. And well, she's 14, so she would have been a freshman.
Uh-huh.
He actually turned out to be a 19-year-old, so it wasn't as though he was a 40-year-old guy and he, you know, tricked her into his car or anything like that.
He's just a lying teenage boy who...
A lying, horny teenage boy. Exactly.
Well, he sexually molested her. I mean,
sexually
assaulted. Excuse me.
We really don't know what that means, though.
It's true. Because of her age, we don't know what that means.
She's 14. She did go to a movie. He did take her out to eat, and then apparently he sexually assaulted her in a parking lot of an apartment complex. But I don't really know what that term means.
I guess you're right.
Know what the legal definition of sexual assault is.
Right. Well, we don't know whether force was used or whether they're using the term sexually assault to mean that she was well below the age of consent or whatever.
It's not making that clear. MySpace says on a Tips for Parents page that users must be 14 or older. The website, though, does nothing to verify the age of the user, such as requiring a driver's license or credit card number. What? How is that going to verify the age of a 14-year-old? They don't have driver's licenses. This is the lawyer that's saying this? Attorneys from five states, including Texas, have asked MySpace to provide more security. The Texas Attorney General sent a letter to MySpace's CEO asking him to require users to verify their age and identity with a credit card or verified email account. A verified email account? That's easy to get.
Yeah.
You just go and sign up for one. They already... This is so silly. This is not going to stop anything.
What this is, this has nothing to do with increased security on MySpace. This is the lawyers trying to figure out, well, if MySpace implements any of these steps that they're talking about, then they're liable. So they can get the money from MySpace. It's all about the money.
Ugh.
It's not about keeping kids safe. Because if parents cared about keeping their kids safe from 19-year-old corny kids that are going to lie to them,
right,
they wouldn't be letting them go out like this. I mean, how did she get away?
She picked 14. Her up from school.
Wait, how did she get picked up from school? I mean, are you telling me her parents weren't making sure that she got into the right place?
Well, I mean, she's 14. The parents, I mean, when you're 14 years old, there's only so much.
Well, I'll tell you, at my private school, if you missed the bus, there would be an issue. I mean, they'd want to know where you were. Mm. At my public school, if you missed the bus, you're walking home.
Yeah. Well, there you go. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And if we hear anything more on this case, we'll definitely let you know. I'm sure if MySpace has to pay $30 million, we'll hear about it. We will be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.